Please take my hand.
All right, cool.
All righty then.
Ladies, small amount of peas. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Orozco, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power for the day?
My power for the day is Cyborg. Not the Justice League Cyborg. Not the Justice League. Not the Teen Titans Cyborg. The Teen Titans Go Cyborg. Because this weekend I've been all about food and snacking and sandwiches. Okay. just all kinds of ridiculous mayhem.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your power for today, Roscoe? Sweet tea while I take it.
Today, I am. You remember when The Rock did a Hercules movie?
Yeah.
Specifically, that Hercules. So here's what happened. And I didn't want to talk about it until I got to this. Like, you know, we talked before we started the podcast. I didn't want to talk about it at all until like we got to this specific part. So last night, on my way home from work. Construction to my left. I'm getting off at Crabtree Valley Mall exit, right? Suddenly, I just feel... And suddenly, my tire pressure light is on. And I'm swerving into the... guardrail of the highway. Right. Everything's fine. Got a tow truck.
Does not sound like it, but okay.
got a tow truck. That happened at 11:30. Tow truck got there at 3:30. Thank you, Allstate. Wasn't in good hands. So I get home. It is now 4:00. My tires have only been serviced by the dealership. Okay, so that means they're using that gun to put the tires on whenever I get every time. Yeah. I don't have that technology. I just had this rusty-ass crowbar.
No!
The thing is, I had to change two tires. My entire right side was gone. I don't know what I hit. I just knew both of my tires were gone.
You ran over the Nemean Lion, huh?
Yeah, the Nemean. So I'm over there with my crowbar. Like, when I say rusty crowbar, I mean, like, I probably should go get a booster shot, like, right now. But anyway, so five spokes, 10 total. I'm just like, at 5 in the morning.
Well, I'm going to share a secret with you, okay? You get it up there in a way that the bar that's sticking out is sideways, and you step on it.
See, I didn't want to step on it because I wasn't on level ground. This is your address?
Break.
Yeah. Ain't no parking spots. Here you go. Shit. I put the e-brake on, did what I could. But I was out there for a while in the cold. Just changing two tires. And the dealership.
Another thing that comes in handy is a hammer.
Yeah, yeah. The guy was like, "Where'd you get the other spare from?" I was like, "Don't ask questions. You don't want to know."
Rides around with two spares just in case.
Hey, look, you never know.
Let it be a lesson to you Jeep drivers to have your spare on the back of your Jeep.
The Roscoe's coming for him. But that's the first time I've ever had like a blowout on the highway. It was scary, but I was like, could have been worse.
Well, you played enough Grand Theft Auto to know what to do.
Oh yeah, drift like Lightning McQueen. Luckily, there was no other cars around me because it could have gotten bad.
We're all happy that you're safe.
Oh yeah,
made it through it safely. You could put it in the epics of Hercules. And what was the guy that was like writing his story, his poems and songs and all that? Because in the Rock one, he had a whole team.
Oh,
remember? And it was a guy that was just there.
The evil dude from John Wick.
The evil dude from that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He also plays Odin in The American Gods on Starz Channel. Yeah, just you know when you see him. You know when you see him, damn it. But speaking of Hercules and the Rock, Red Notice and Jungle Cruise got released on the same day. Two different platforms, all Rock.
All right.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door.
So did you get a chance to catch either of those?
I did see Jungle Cruise. Haven't watched Red Notice yet. Okay. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, I got to check
out
The
Rock.
Red
was
Notice,
definitely though. In his element, like sassy assistant.
Assistant?
People trying to kill
him. Paperwork?
On a boat. Because he's Hawaiian.
Why does it always... Never mind. Anyways. Oh yeah, I caught some glimpses of it. Like I said, I was with the kids all weekend, so I was in and out. But they were watching the movie. It looked very entertaining. I'm going to go back and catch it. A lot of action scenes. Really colorful jungle scenes.
They're essentially looking for like the Fountain of Youth type deal. It's okay. like combine conquistadors looking for the Fountain of Youth. Throw some Mowgli up in there, and then throw some
Pirates of the Caribbean up.
The movie, but it's with The Rock instead of Johnny Depp. That's what it is.
And then instead of putting them in the ocean, put them in a river.
In the Amazon, more specifically. Then Red Notice. Haven't watched that yet, but, you know, Black Adam, Wonder Woman, and Deadpool in one movie.
Green Lantern.
Pikachu.
Can we stay in the same universe?
Pikachu.
Okay.
He was the voice of the Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. I was trying to stay DC. You know, it's cool. Nobody respects the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern. That's cool. Not even him.
Wolverine Origins Deadpool.
No! Which one was worse? Green Lantern or Wolverine Origins Deadpool?
Deadpool Origins.
Really?
Yeah, that was worse. That was worse.
I'm going to have to watch both of those.
Okay. Blade Ryan Reynolds. There we go.
I actually like the Blade Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just remind us when we get to the Eternals talk. Remind me Blade.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it in post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
So big news, everyone. Winston Duke, a.k.a. M'Baku, might be taking up the mantle of the Black Panther. Because Black Panther has been pushed back because Shuri has been having some medical issues lately. Uh-oh. So they're essentially like trying to work around and see what they can do.
COVID medical issues?
Maybe.
Because she was unclear. Very, very strong anti-vaccine.
It's very unclear.
A lot of people
didn't
like that.
If, you know, Chadwick could, you know, hide the fact that he had cancer for however amount of years, who knows?
Yeah. Mm. Could be something personal she's hiding.
Exactly.
Or not hiding, keeping to herself.
Keeping to herself.
Yeah, her business.
So, Black Panther 2 production has been set back for a good while. We don't know how long exactly yet, but the rumor is Winston Duke might be picking up the mantle to get production rolling again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do we think they're still bringing Namor in Black Panther 2, or are they going to bring him in on solo?
They would have to.
Because I was hearing a rumor for the longest time that Michael B. Jordan was coming back.
Oh, yeah. That's totally a possibility, too.
They were saying his line about bury him in the ocean, that line or whatever. They said that it's a possible twist where the Atlanteans could have picked him up before he fully passed and used their technology to keep him alive, and he's been living with them that time. Then they come back and take over Wakanda, and then he sits on the mantle, and Namor has Atlantis.
Then they got to fight. What's his name? The White Ape? The Great Ape?
M'Baku.
No.
Can we just?
No. he had like he played a specific character, like comic book. His name was Baku,
and yes, it was a white ape, but they didn't do that in the movie for a specific reason.
Okay, Frieza. I'm kidding.
Oh, his name was Man Ape.
Man Ape. There we go. Man Ape. Man Ape.
So you want to see Man Ape?
Okay, no. Fine, no.
You know why we're in it? Why don't we just cover all the things that you want? I think that'd be real cool if they can find out how to bring Michael B. Jordan back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they
then a war with Atlantis and let M'Baku play a big role as well.
I mean, there has to be a reason they put him in What If.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they did that to like kind of revive his character.
Like, hey, he's still
there. Could here. Be ways. Yeah.
I mean, the multiverse is going nuts right now, anyway, which we'll get into in a little bit. But anyway, so real quick. Speaking of movies and Netflix and stuff, Arcane. I know you don't play League of Legends at all.
I am going to now.
As a person who has never played League of Legends, how do you feel about this series?
The series was outstanding. Like, when it started out, first of all, the way they came in with the CD. A Netflix series that caught my attention first. That was a nice touch coming in, and then just the animation and the way that they drew the characters, that pastel,
the animation, paint looking, loving the drawing.
Yeah,
style.
It was really good, real smooth animation, and the storyline where they started, how they started, because the girls lost one of their mom. They lost right
the mom and dad.
Montage
3 minutes
then,
in.
Yeah, and then right after that, they start like it's a lot of loss off gate, and then they do the jump. To where the characters are more established and stronger. Like, and so you feel it. Like that little face off between the sisters.
Right.
Episode 4, I think. Like it's like, oh my
and
gosh.
And so it's me like being able like playing the game for the last like umpteenth years. Not umpteenth, more like 8. But seeing the origin stories of like some of my favorite characters in the game, like people like that I've like won tournaments with, people who like, you know, like oh, I just got a pentakill, 5v5, 5 kills, penta. Anyway, seeing all of them like come into life on the screen is great. I'm loving it so far. I'm like excited to see what they do for season 2, which has already been confirmed. After a week of being on Netflix, more views than Squid Game after a week.
Yeah, I see why. It's like, and nuts. Yeah, it's gonna keep going up.
Yeah,
they have everything in it.
Everything.
So unless they just lose traction, it's gonna be like the next Castlevania for me. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Watch Blood of Zeus. But yeah, we're gonna talk about that more.
Who's
after
your favorite character so far in it?
Oh well, definitely. Well, my favorite character, y'all don't know.
I mean, as far as the series is going, we're not talking.
As far as the series is going, yeah. still, you don't know what's happening with him yet. But Jace, the young scientist that like was brought to the council, and now he's a big deal.
Yeah, that was really weird too, because like he was like, I think they showed that backstory. He's like in a big blizzard for no reason, out in the middle of nowhere, and somebody like, saved him with magic.
Gotta harness magic for normal people. He's really the Killmonger of that city.
Oh, so he's like, trying to get the Infinity Stones. I saw him. It looked like he had the Space Stone.
No. That Space Stone killed 3 children. Anyway.
I'm just saying, it was some real Red Skull-esque technology there.
The Tesseract. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, a little
no,
bit.
No, maybe.
A little bit. It was a very defective Tesseract.
What happened to Red Skull? Shit. But then, like, because then after that, he put it in, like, smaller weapons to test right energy. So that's, like, the gym that they have now.
Refined it. Made it better. Made things better.
We can't wait. We go that far back.
Episode one.
Only true fans know that one.
So, yeah, it's great so far. I'm loving it. I'm ready to see like the last three episodes of the season and get to see. I mean, there's so much they could do with as many League of Legends like origins that they have out there. They could do Garen Lux versus the Noxian Demacia versus Noxus. They could do the Bilgewater people, the pirates, the Kraken priests, like all that jazz. Like they have a lot they can work with. So
who you think is gonna be the next video game to make a series?
Next video game to make a series?
It looks like it's becoming a trend at this point.
I mean, yeah, it's been done recently, but it was by a less popular game, which I can't remember right now. But anyway.
You know what I'd like to see as a series? They'd have to kind of up the action a little bit. But the Fallout games as
Fallout
a series.
Would be good.
Because I mean, Fallout has a lot of...
Have you not seen any zombie movie ever? Fallout the game. But Fallout would be good if it was like a drunk. Hold on, no, you're on
like
the southern.
Like a drunk host.
You're on the southern. Hold on. Hold on, you're on to something. Like a Walking Dead type of feel. Yeah.
I can see that. That would be a good one. That's a good one to make a series off of. Because that's what you want. You want, like, a character and then a little supporting character.
What
to,
do we want,
go
Chris? Because we couldn't hear our producer. What do we want?
The Last of Us. Didn't you say that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Yes,
I did.
You did.
I did.
He was mentioning it and you said it. Anyway. is it Joel and
Ellie?
There we go. But like, so
you know, let Moon Knight let Oscar play Joel. He's in everything else at this point. Mm-hmm. Got killed in Dune. Woke up in the apocalypse.
So
anyway,
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, so you got to see Shang-Chi finally.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Well, first of all, he very thoroughly corrected me because I've been saying Shang and he says Shang-Chi.
What? Shang-Chi.
Okay, so I saw Shang-Chi. Mm-hmm. And first note, I know I've been saying Shang-Chi. Mm-hmm. He went over that thoroughly in the movie. Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi, even.
Sean. That was funny to me.
That
like,
was a fake name. Like,
it was like you went into hiding and your name was Michael. You changed it to Michael. But yeah, excellent movie. Excellent fighting.
So, fight scenes, how do you feel about those? Like, that was some, like... Captain America, Winter Soldier, like, they had the knife drops, Bucky and Cap going at it, versus Shang-Chi and his dad, like.
Well, see, my thing is, like, first, the first fight, his dad versus his mom, that first fight, that was, like, poetry. Like, that was so beautiful. I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
trying to kill each other. Falling in love? Maybe.
Falling in love? They say you never really know somebody until you fight them. Yeah. but the thing was, the reason I liked it so much is because her fighting style was about a flow and it's really soft. And his was like raw power, like, you know what
rigid.
I mean? Like, yeah, like coming at you like hard. And then she was like, it balanced. Like, it was, yeah. Like, they balanced each other so well.
Would you say he was the yin to her yang?
Yes, definitely. My favorite scene, though, like, I think he, like, struck at her, and she grabs him that arm lock, and they're going in a circle, and he's, like, struggling, and she's, like, sitting just like, like she's almost halfway smiling. Like, she's not even break a sweat.
Dang.
Like, she's like,
you know what?
That's another level.
The basic, the I just want to, since, you know, it's been a while since the movie has been out, I'm going to go ahead and say it. That man was ready to release a demon into the world so he could get back with his girl. Well, like, that's some, that's, that is Vegeta getting with Bulma type stuff.
It wasn't like, it wasn't that. Like, he was, it was like a mind game. Mm-hmm. So he was missing his wife so much, the love of his life, the only woman, he put down his whole campaign for her. You know what right. I mean? Like, his whole life goal that he had been working on for thousands of years, this is the woman that made him stop peacefully. And so when she died, you know, he hungered to have her back in his life. Yeah. And then whatever that was on the other side of the gate fed on that energy and fed him the lie. So he didn't think it was a monster about it. He thought his wife was back there. Mm. So nothing else mattered at that point, right. No matter what other people told him. But this is my thing I want to touch on. As Marvel goes along, because I was really mad at first when Captain Marvel showed up. But now that I'm watching the rest of these movies, everybody's leveling up. Everybody, like, okay, his street fights, that was, you know, Captain America strength level, right? The razor, taser fist. But that fight, like, that showed skill, a lot of strength, you know what I mean? A lot of balance, a lot of awareness. But then it showed, because of who his mom is, he has a mystical element to it. Like, he has, like, more power than his dad even. And then he got his hands on the rings. So, like, I can't wait to see them, like, let him loose in an Avengers movie.
Let Wong train him up. Yo, Wong, though.
Yeah, Wong has become one of my favorite MCU characters.
He's the new Nick Fury. He's going around gathering people. Yeah. Gather people at the end of Endgame. He's the ultimate Nick Fury at the end of Endgame.
Yeah, everybody that's anybody in the universe, because he had the Ravagers and all of them coming. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows Wong.
Who's more popular, Wong or Party Thor?
Really? Who's a more powerful crowd gatherer?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, man! When you invite the person that's responsible for your planet's destruction, Zerter,
to a party,
to your party. Like, you're just like, all right.
But I mean, I guess in that storyline, he hadn't destroyed his planet yet.
No. I mean, I don't think there was a reason to at that point. Like, Odin was asleep. Loki wasn't meddling in anything. Hela was not there at that point. So, yeah.
That's what they missed in that Party Thor episode. Hela? They should show a picture of Hela just locked in her room somewhere on punishment. Not having a party. She's grounded.
You can't go to the party. Odin's like, nah, you keep your ass in there with your dog.
Because just like they did the Bucky arm throw, like, they should have her to cut his eye out for this.
Mrs. Nesbitt. Speaking of Mrs. Nesbitt, Buzz Lightyear is getting a new movie.
Yeah. Captain America. Got one taste of space, and now he's Buzz Lightyear. What the shit?
I feel like new Buzz Lightyear definitely turns his body cam off. But anyway, edit. I'm sorry. Oh man. But no, it looks great. We've seen a little bit of it. Like calm down, Pixar. Like, we can only take so much CGI. What else? Speaking of Disney, Pixar, Disney Plus Day just happened a couple days ago. What we got?
Oh man. What we got? So did you watch the little thing they released on Disney Plus?
A little bit. It's awesome business.
So there it looks like they're gonna remaster it a little bit and release that classic X-Men 97. Yep. Which is when I fell in love with Morph as one of my favorite characters back then. A male version of Mystique, but he takes on the psyche of everybody he copies, so he kind of goes insane.
So he's a method actor.
Yeah, a method mutant actor.
So he's Jack Nicholson. The mutant.
Jack Nicholson, the mutant.
Jack Nicholson, the mutant. I mean, Jack Nicholson's already a mutant, let's be real. All right. What else we got coming?
Then
there's a lot.
After WandaVision, we're getting Agatha, House of Harkness.
Really?
Yeah.
The House of Harkness.
Yeah, Agatha Harkness, House of Harkness. Did you pay attention to WandaVision?
Yes,
she was really in control almost the whole series until Wanda found out what was happening and shit hit the fan.
Bad play of words, in my opinion. Like, I'm all.
But you know, like they do
pun.
It like the witches have their house of their last name, so I'm sure it's gonna get into that history because you remember that scene they showed of how she actually became so powerful herself.
Yeah, that's true.
So it'll probably cover her mom.
Yeah, that was some dark stuff.
The witch queen and all that kind of stuff. And how she found out about the Scarlet Witch legend. Things like that'll probably be covered.
Some American Horror Story season 3 shit. Then we got Ms. Marvel coming.
Yeah, I'm excited because Ms. Marvel is like the female Deadpool of the Marvels. Because there's a Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel. There's another one. Which one am I missing? Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel. There's one more. And then full time. But like it's a bunch of Captain Marvels, more or less.
Yeah.
And she's a version that I forget exactly how she got her powers, but she has the stretchy powers.
Wow.
And she starts calling herself Ms. Marvel just because she's such a super fan of Captain Marvel. She makes her suit look similar to Captain Marvel's, but then she's a younger person, so she's into selfies and social media and stuff like that. So she's taking selfies in the middle of her fights. Like, weird
okay.
stuff.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Yeah, very, very fun stuff. Mm. So
I am Groot.
Yeah,
no clue what that's going to be Groot. About yet. But
really? 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 It's going to be a whole hour of I am Groot. And then at the end of the season,
he drives off in a.
We are Groot.
He drives off in a black Cadillac.
Oh, because
Vin Diesel
voices. Yeah. We got it.
Okay. Just making sure.
We didn't want it, but we got it.
Echo. Why do we do the same damn thing?
Because that's what an echo does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much, she is going to be introduced in Hawkeye as the person who the whole ear stab in the ear thing is her.
Okay.
And she's the daughter of Kingpin. And we... Oh. Some... Kevin Foggy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's losing his damn mind right now because of the Spider-Man leaks. Spider-Man Far From Home. There is a table scene with... oh my God, who's the current Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Sitting with Happy. Sitting with a newer Aunt May. Sitting with Charlie Cox, the Daredevil.
Okay.
And it's all been confirmed. Like, is the shots of it look so legitimate and everything. Like, it's the same setting, the whole nine yards. Then you got Toby and Andrew standing beside Tom with the same scar, with the same battle scars from, like, the battle on the bridge. Like, everything that we've seen. So Kevin is like losing his damn mind right now. Who's leaking all of it?
Oh,
Turns out it was him all along.
Yeah. I mean, thing is, I don't think any of these leaks are accidents. I don't think they're never. I think they're using it as publicity because, like,
ha! Now pretend I'm gonna pretend to be mad about it.
Because like it's like something a leak and then. It's really not nothing you didn't know. It's just
something
confirming
leaks,
a rumor.
And then there's suddenly a trailer like 2 days later.
Yeah, like 2 days from now, trailer's coming. Probably see a lot. But like that movie is building up to be like
donkulous.
Cause like what we got, Jamie Foxx Electro confirmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have
Sandman,
Green Doc Goblin. Ock, Green Goblin. maybe a Venom appearance.
Right.
Cause
it might be the might be how he Tom gets the black suit Spider-Man, like you said before.
Yeah, cause I feel like he at this point he needs it. He needs something. Cause like, and then you got Doctor Strange in there. We don't know how big his part is, but he clearly there's some type of either it's training or an altercation with him and Doctor Strange.
I think it's an altercation. I think it's an altercation between Tom Holland, Spider-Man, and Mephisto.
I don't think so.
Everybody's been saying Mephisto since.
But yeah, everybody's looking for Mephisto. I mean, he's been there since the first Avengers movie. Tell you about that, right? So
we'll
the
talk about it later. We'll
the foul on the Tesseract that Nick Fury had that he showed Captain America. That foul. If you pause it and read it, it says extra dimension, something, dark energy, and Mephisto. Like it's like the second line, the sentence starts off with Mephisto and it's like cut off from the camera angle. But yeah. Yeah. Dang. They were already talking about him back then. But I don't think that's Mephisto, Doctor Strange. Cause for one, I've read leaks where they were saying that it actually was Doctor Strange training him. But and then I've read other leaks where they said that these characters from other universes, Doctor Strange started capturing them. And if you watch the trailers and some of the shots, there's this weird golden box that they seem to be fighting over.
Okay.
And so they said that's where the characters were captured. And Spider-Man's more like, you know, we shouldn't keep them captured. Let them go back to their own universe. Doctor Strange is like, they're too dangerous. We just can keep them trapped. And that's what they might be fighting over that box. Mm. But either way, that's going to be a fun fight to watch.
It is.
I just hope that Tobey Maguire doesn't have to watch all those trains.
Oh. And then we got. Then we got the Marvel Zombies. Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean,
we saw a little bit of what if, like, what was going on, what possibly could have happened. I want to see more of Vision. I want to see, like, what happened to Vision and Ant-Man to lead them to that point that we saw in What If. That would be cool.
Yeah. I think that's something they could cover. And then also,
how T'Challa got canceled.
What happened when they
canceled.
Got... Captured. They showed kind of how he got canceled. Canceled. They showed how he got
died.
Captured.
Died.
They showed how he got captured. Because that scene where they talk about Avengers showed up and
you can't edit this because he kept going.
I threw that thing with Hallmark in the room.
Yo, who would Black Dynamite play in the Marvel Universe? In the MCU, who would Black Dynamite be?
Gracious, who could?
Oh my god, who? Agent Venom. I would love to see him as Agent Venom.
Agent Venom, really?
Yes. He's perfect. He has the build for it. He's crazy enough. He's goofy enough. Like, yes.
Either way. On that bridge scene when the Avengers first showed up to stop the zombies, they showed that Black Panther was out there. And then they later explained that when he thought all hope was lost for him, Vision showed up. And he thought Vision was saving him, but Vision was just picking him up to feed to Wanda.
Then we got Moon Knight.
Yeah.
We got Moon Knight. Our boy Oscar.
It looks like it's going to be really good.
You know, you bite into a cyanide pill and wake up with schizophrenia and moon powers, you know. Hold on. We heard that. You nasty. Nah, that wasn't no shoe.
No shoe I ever heard of. Ain't come
you Beyblade let that rip. Anyway. So yeah, excited for Moon Knight. I mean, we've talked about Moon Knight a little bit here and there, but like now that we're finally getting a series, I think we're gonna get a little bit of we're gonna start seeing the Midnight Suns forming. Doctor Strange, Blade, Dark Knight, Blade and Dark Knight we'll get to later. Ghost Rider. Who else?
Midnight, Blade, Ghost Rider, Small Amount of Peas.
Small Amount of Peas. Okay, okay, okay. Doctor Strange, Blade, Dark Knight. Not the Dark Knight. Black Knight. Anyway, Dark the Midnight Knight. Suns. Anyway, we're going to start seeing the Midnight Suns being formed from that. Hopefully. Then we got Ironheart coming. Hopefully we see some... Hopefully we see what is happening in Wakanda. A little bit of like a sneak peek of what's happening in Wakanda. And then we get Black Panther 2. You know?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Then we get in Spider-Man Freshman Year animated series. And one of the other animated series from like the Disney Plus dump. Which... is going to be showing the Tom Holland Spider-Man from the What If series before the zombie episode.
Okay.
How he got his powers. Like, we're going to see Tom Holland's origin story.
Do you think they're going to lead all the way into zombie apocalypse? Or?
Possibly. I mean, he literally said, first Uncle Ben, then Happy, then Mr. Stark. You know, like, that What If Spider-Man... had been through some shit.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get to see how he got up to that point, you know?
So do you think with all these series, which we get back to, you think these series are like coming out of What If? So like you got
maybe
Marvel Zombies, that was one of the most popular episodes of season one. Now they got that whole series. Then Spider-Man. Everybody wants to know more about Spider-Man, especially after the zombie episode, which was my favorite episode. For real. And then, so now you got a whole Spider-Man series on that. She-Hulk, which they kind of introduced her in the Yellow Jacket episode.
Oh.
Yeah, she was there with the Hulk when he died. And they, highlighted her. Yeah. Wasn't it his cousin that becomes She-Hulk?
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken. Yeah. Betty Ross, right?
Yeah. And then that being said, Titania, whatever, the She-Hulk's villain is plays before this, she was one of my favorite characters in The Good Place on Netflix and Hulu, CBS originally, I think. But The Good Place, great series. She played one of my favorite characters. She is 6'8" in real life. Like that woman. Then also confirmed, we got What If season 2 coming. More multiverse stories, which I know, like, I mean, as crazy as season 1 was, like, it's going to be nuts. I mean, I don't think they're going to have to try really hard to beat, Vision Ultron.
Yeah, I mean, who are they gonna come with? Like,
Galactus.
You got the Infinity Stone.
Ultron. Zombie Galactus.
Zombie Galactus.
You're freaking so through.
Yeah.
They would have to come.
But that should be a Marvel Zombie. So.
Yeah, they do have.
That'll Marvel be in the Marvel Zombie series. So they're not gonna touch that in What If season 2. I don't think.
Yeah, we'll see.
But definitely showing up with Galactus, and then you got movies that are coming out. So like, as these movies continue to come out, like what if Shang-Chi didn't teamed up with his father instead of stopping him?
That would be a go. And then Met Killmonger. That's some Damian Wayne, Ra's al Ghul shit right there.
or what if the Eternals didn't stop the emergence?
Then everybody be dead. The end.
No.
That would be it.
So say they're helping the emergence.
Silver Surfer comes in. No,
I'm fixing this. Saying, like, Silver Surfer and Thanos new characters, come in. Some of these new characters will show up, and you got to show off between them and the Eternals. To stop the emergence.
I gotta talk about Thanos. I gotta talk about Thanos in a little bit. Thanos might have been right. The last thing on the list. Secret Invasion.
What we've been waiting for.
Since
Captain Marvel. Everybody's been looking at it.
Possibly. But, who knows? Since Homecoming.
We know that it's been going on the whole time.
Good
the
whole time.
That's how Terrence Howard turned into Don Cheadle.
That's why Black Widow's hair kept changing every movie.
She was doing that to keep them off of her. Keep them off her radar. Can't copy this hairstyle. You still got red hair? Nah, I got blonde hair now.
It's curlier than last year.
Wait a minute. I went back to blue from my childhood.
That wasn't me. That was my sister that jumped off the cliff. Ha ha! Which is an ongoing theory, actually.
Speaking of which.
Oh, no. I have heard Black Widow theories?
Yes. I heard a rumor that they recast a new Black Widow. Like, it's no longer Scarlett Johansson. Oh. So I don't know what they're going to be doing.
All the suing and whatnot.
Yeah, she had a suance and then.
Suance? Is that what it is? Yes, come to our suance. We have champagne and lawyers. Wear a mask.
I got it from a South Park episode.
Okay.
It was when they weren't leaving the toilet seat down. And it's that whole. Did you see that episode?
Secret Invasion. You usually reel me back in, but I'm
okay. All right, reel it back in.
But we might see what Nick Fury and the Skrulls have been doing.
Okay.
So yeah, Secret Invasion. You ready to see Nick Fury with the beard and the other eye open?
You got to keep both your eyes. What did he say in that line?
You got to keep both eyes open. Yeah, yeah. Then we found out it was because of a cat.
That was not a cat.
That was a cat. Cuddly. Cute. Orange.
It was a flargin. Flargin. It was a nylon. Pin 10 reference.
But, yeah, I'm excited. We're going to see what Nick has been up to and what the aliens.
Let me see what Scrolls. Nick has been up to and what Fury has been up to. Two different people.
Enchant. The Eternals.
The
spoiler alert.
Eternals.
Although it's been 2 weeks at this point, so sorry.
Yeah.
Bruh.
First off,
yes.
It's one of the movies that you want to go see in theaters. I'll say
definitely.
It's the not IMAX, one of those at the home TV.
That IMAX was beautiful.
You don't get the scope.
Don't wait till it releases on Disney Plus. Like, go see that while still in theaters, please.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
So worth the $12.50 if you don't buy popcorn or booze or snacks.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say it. Thanos was right. Thanos was the good guy. All we don't know. Okay, so essentially, the Eternals, the Judge, was planting, like ego style, planting like little Eternal babies everywhere, and their population had to get to a certain amount before the Eternal could bust out. Not the Eternal, before the Celestial could burst out.
Yep.
The Eternals is a crew that the Judge sends to every planet, and then they die when the new Celestial emerges. This group of Eternals figured it out. It was like, nah, we can't have that.
Nah, look at here.
We gotta do something about this. Hold on.
I know that's your baby and all, but
you know. And so what triggered this whole thing was the Hulk snapping, bringing everyone back. Now, who's to say there aren't other Eternals fighting the same war on different planets?
Yeah, definitely. Because right, they covered in the movie how they're kind of Vision-esque androids, more or less.
Right, right.
But so
essentially, like, their memories get wiped. Sometimes they don't. That's why Angelina Jolie was going crazy.
Or she's just crazy.
Or, you know, it's neither here nor there. There's a reason Brad Pitt ain't with her no more.
He found out she's an Eternal in real life.
Yo, Angelina Jolie. Paul Rudd. Pharrell Williams. Keanu Reeves.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Morgan Freeman has been the same age since I've been alive. They're all vampires. Black don't crack, and neither does Paul Rudd or Angelina Jolie.
Brad Pitt did good for a while, but he's starting to.
Yeah, he's starting to. Tom Brady. Don't see a single wrinkle on him. Reason I mentioned Tom Brady is because, like, I hate the Buccaneers right now. Then Cam Newton got brought back to the Panthers, and they put, like, Madden scores on the board. Like, dang. It was a blowout this past Sunday. Like, it was, like, man. 41-7 with Cam Newton back. I was like, dang.
That's what happens.
anyway. Sorry.
Yeah, so, like, what we got? We got Sprite, Illusions. The Illusionist. So, Loki.
I mean, look. She ain't got nothing on OG classic Loki that built.
The horn Loki did. Yeah, he did illusion of all of Asgard, didn't he?
Right. Yeah, she ain't got nothing on him.
You got Gilgamesh, which he's the tank.
Powerhouse.
Like, they're playing it. Are the Celestials just playing an MMO out there?
They're playing Dungeons and Dragons. That's what it is.
So then you got Icarus,
Superman, Omni-Man,
the laser beam,
Homelander,
super guy, yeah. And then Druid, mind control.
Man, what's up? What is it when you take over a small town and you control minds? You just got to wear red and black because that's the uniform?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's the rule. Well, red and black, please. Then we got Athena, Angelina Jolie, the weapon master. She was throwing down.
So what do you think with Athena versus Hela? Like,
Athena takes it.
Yeah.
Athena takes that. Like, it was, especially if she starts going mad from the, like, disease they were calling it, when your memories are overlapping each other.
Yeah.
Like, she has that.
My thing is, I don't think we've seen, and I want to see some more Hela, because besides her fighting Surtur at the end of that movie, she really didn't break a sweat. Nobody really, like, was tough enough to make her try. But yeah, Athena was something else too, though.
Then we got Makari, the greatest speedster we have seen. I'm sorry, Zack Snyder. I'm sorry, Pietro.
Both of them.
Like,
I'm sorry. What's his name? Boner.
Ralph Boner, yeah. She probably ran laps around Barry Allen while he was in the Speed Force. Him and Savitar and Reverse Flash. I don't give a damn. Like, they did speed sequences correctly in that movie. Like, X-Men, when Ralph Boner Quicksilver was running around saving people from the explosion.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody trying to see all this slow motion. You know, Barry Allen in the Snyder Cut, like, poking the glass, seeing his shoes break as he activated the Speed Force. Ain't nobody trying to see all that.
Let's go back to that Barry Allen scene. Now, as fast as he is, he couldn't have just opened the door. Why he break the window? Open the door and go outside, boy. What's wrong with you?
He was raising the bar.
Take your shoes off.
Like, he's just like, buys a new pair of J's every time he activates.
He already didn't have a job.
Where's he getting all this money for J's?
He's a hero and a villain at the same time.
Right, broke these shoes. Got to go to the Jordan warehouse real quick.
That's what they did show. In the middle of him saving Iris in that scene, he would have robbed the bank, came back.
Oh, you're still here? All right. Dang. Then we got Cersei, not Game of Thrones, but yeah, transformation for days. The real hero of the whole movie.
Yeah, she stopped that emergence.
She stopped us, combined with Fastos. They essentially created their own Ten Rings, a newer version of the Ten Rings. Confirmed, the Ten Rings did not come from the Eternals, because they made them at the end of the movie.
Well, if you watch the Eternals movies all the way through and pay attention, they allude to the rings coming from a different dimension altogether.
The shapeshifting dragon people, maybe. Which we'll see which hopefully we'll see soon enough with Shang-Chi, more a little bit more Shang-Chi.
Which I'm ready to see him level up. But yeah. And then Fastos,
man. He hurt my heart the most. Like, he was creating, like, inventions. He was the main person in charge of making sure, like, human life progressed. You know, he was out there making wheels for the cavemen, then making nukes for America, you know. And he got so upset when, you know, he saw, like, the harsh reality of his inventions and what mankind would actually do with them.
What did he think we were going to do with nuclear power? Did he not see what we did with arrows and spears and stones?
Right. Like, you know, like, but then Druig, you know, was like, nah, I want to stop this. And then there was a theory that, like, Druig was, like, the reason that, like, most wars stopped all of a sudden. Like, there were certain wars that definitely should have been, like, kept going, but then stopped out of nowhere. The Cold War, they blamed it on him. You know? All that jazz. But then, speaking of Fastos, hold on. Let me rewind to Fastos real quick. Paperboy, Godzilla, Atlanta. He is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Representing. I had no clue about that, but I read it earlier today. I was like, hey, I might have grew up an hour and a half away from him. But yeah, shout out to North Carolina. Then we had Ajax, who got betrayed by Icarus. So essentially, Ajax tried to be like, hey, I actually know what's going on as the leader.
Yeah.
And I guess this was a good round because, like, all the other planets they had visited, like, nobody else had realized this yet. But because they didn't care about the planet, the other 10 Eternals on other planets didn't really care, right? But seeing the human race, Ajax was like, all right, so, we're trying to birth a celestial. Everybody up here is going to die. I'm not really down with that. Icarus was like, well, I am. And they found, like, he flew her to a place where some deviants were still alive. Like, they thought they had, like, gotten rid of all the deviants, but there was still, like, a small sector of them, like, still there. And she can't fly. Doesn't have super strength, this, that, and the other. She can just heal. And so he kicked her down a pit where these, like, unfrozen deviants were emerging from. And the one that got her, like, was able to heal. Like, had, like, they were able to steal her powers, right?
Yeah.
And so he got, like, bigger and bulkier. Still manic and crazy, but bigger and bulkier. That same one that killed Ajax later in the movie killed Gilgamesh, and he started to take a more human shape. That was the one that you saw, like, had, like, Angelina Jolie, like, wrapped up and whatnot, because, yeah, like, the more he absorbed, the stronger he got.
And the more sentient, maybe?
More sentient he got. It was definitely like a Ultron type deal. Like if Alien versus Predator, aliens. But imagine if it was like Ultron putting the face hugger on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So just looking at it though, like, because Thanos was a deviant, right? And it's been established with the end credit scene and his brother showing up. So it sounds like there's like a balance there. So the deviants are, because they clearly would kill off humans on a planet. So they would have kept the population down if not checked by the Eternals.
Oh, yeah. Icarus and Druig. Definitely, and I mean, honestly, Fastos. I mean, he didn't like what he was doing, but, like, if they knew that, like, yo, a celestial could break out of the planet if we don't keep this under control, they would have turned to Thanos quick. But instead, they betrayed each other when it was, like, too late. Mm-hmm. Like, Sprite, Cersei was, like, on the verge of, like, stopping an entire celestial from, like, bursting out of the planet. And Sprite came up and, like, stabbed her, like, stopping it. But your boy Druig was like, nah, we ain't having that. one thing I didn't like about it. Sprite, she's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, eternally. Eternally.
A couple thousand year old kid
was in love with Icarus. I was like, stop that, please.
Yeah.
But then Icarus kind of not flew too close to the sun, but flew into the sun. Because he was like, well, guys, I'm sorry. I betrayed you all, and none of you can really kill me. So I'm just going to off myself.
Man. And then Kingo,
laser guns, like Batman. Yo, new comic relief. The comic relief was Kingo's producer. Like, they had the whole, like, Bollywood setup, you know, doing the thing, dancing around, Kingo was making a movie about themselves while he was playing Icarus, you know? And then they showed up and he was like, "Ayo, Ajax dead." And he was like, "Oh, snap. All right." But his producer stayed with them, like, filming the entire thing, like, making a documentary of the Eternals to get the information out into the world.
Man.
The thing about it is, I don't know when this took place in the MCU. Obviously, after Endgame, but is it before No Way Home? Is it before Loki? Is it before Wanda?
I mean, a giant celestial coming out of the earth is something that I think would be noticed, even if you're fighting Mysterio. Like,
yeah. So I'm thinking this has to be after Falcon Winter Soldier, honestly. Falcon Winter Soldier is definitely the most future as far as what's out right now. The next one would have to be Far From Home. I mean, No Way Home.
Well, the thing that gets me, that excites me the most about it, is when I went and did a little bit deep dive on Galactus.
Right.
Because Eternals showed how they use planets basically as birthing pods to create more Eternals.
Right.
Oh, not Eternals. Celestials. Sorry. Celestials. But so these Celestials come out and they destroy the whole planet. Boom. Now, Galactus devours planets. Mm-hmm. And when you get into the comic lore, you figure out how he picks his planets. He picks the planets that are about to birth a celestial, and that's how he keeps their population in check. The Celestials want to kill Galactus, but they don't quite have the power, so they're trying to get their numbers up so that they can overtake him. But by him devouring the planets before they birth a new Celestial, he keeps their population in check.
So would you say Thanos was working with Galactus?
No, Thanos didn't give a shit. I think Thanos is just, I think he's going off of, because when you look at everything and you understand what happened now, I think Titan was a victim of the Celestials.
Yeah.
And that's what killed his civilization. And so he was like, he tried to warn his people, but then it was too late. So now he cut the population in half on all the planets. That's a big hit to the Celestials.
Yeah, it is.
So that pretty much set everybody back. But then Hulk's like, nope, here you go. You got it back. So, like, you got to imagine the other planets that's going to be happening on. It has to be happening all throughout the universe. Yeah.
When Captain Marvel was like, there's things like this happening on other planets everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, man. So. But then we got to see Harry Styles, Eros, Star Fox, whatever you want to call him. Coming in saying he's the brother of Thanos. So, Thanos was an Eternal, but with the Deviant gene, blah, 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 blah. Do you think they're going to somehow mix in the mutant gene with all this?
That's what I keep hearing. That, like,
especially since Wanda created it.
Because everybody's trying to figure out how the mutants are going to get in.
Right.
Like, I thought it was a good enough mix just to say, you know, Wanda did it. Wanda did it.
Done. It's been Agatha all along.
But that was one theory for a little bit. Then another one was saying just the energy from the snap would have mutated some genes. Mm. So then out of that population that came back, some of those would become mutants and start a mutant gene. Because you saw Photon, and it's kind of like, it looked like that's where she got her powers from. But then they kind of made it a little bit clear that she had her powers before the snap. Mm. Like, even before she went into, but what, when she went through Wanda's field, it amplified her powers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see. Or it could be Spider-Man No Way Home, whatever Doctor Strange is doing, right, mixing up the universes. There's a million ways. It could be they've been in the quantum realm the whole time.
Would you say there's a multiverse of possibilities?
There's a multiverse. We'll put an X in that box.
So, yeah, we'll see. We will certainly see.
My thing is, Quicksilver got shot protecting Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I think Makari saw that and was like laughing her ass off, like, noob.
Gotta be faster than that.
You don't know speed.
Like, I mean, at the same hand, and that's what I like about what Marvel has shown so far, is there's levels to the speed. Because even Ralph Boner, he wasn't quite as fast as Quicksilver.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could tell. He wasn't as fast as kick-ass Quicksilver.
Right.
And then neither one of them are anything close to Makari. Like,
No. Mercy. Makari is beating both Quicksilvers. She's beating the Flash.
Well,
she's beating Sonic. She's beating A-Train from The Boys. Like, there is no contest.
This is my thing, too, I like about Marvel. They scaled it up, if you pay attention. Because first is Captain America. And you see him, he's running, like, traffic speed.
Right, and then you saw Black Panther.
Black Panther's a little bit faster. Then Quicksilver. Big difference.
Big difference.
And now, Makari, like, yeah, this is speed.
She
you think they're going to top her speed?
Nothing. Nothing can stop her. Top her speed. Nothing can stop her speed either.
I don't know. Except Druid. So what happens if she's running full speed and she just bumps into the Hulk? Who's moving out of the way?
That's one of those immovable objects versus unstoppable force. Exactly.
The whole planet's destroyed. That's it.
You just hear a loud smack from the other side of the planet. Like, what was that? Hello? But no, man. But it was great movie. It's unlocking a bunch of stories for us that we hope to see with these new miniseries coming out on Disney+.
I want to see Galactus going to the universe, devouring these other planets before they can hatch a celestial. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his goal. And he's on a move now because all these planets just suddenly doubled their population, basically.
Right.
And so, like,
gotta go.
And then, dang. And when you think about it, like, all the greatest villains come from one person, Iron Man. He was the one that had the idea. He's like, nobody, don't change anything, just bring back the people that were snapped away. So he kept the population that grew for 5 years and then brought back everybody that was missing. That was his idea.
It more than doubled it then.
Exactly. Point. On multiple planets. I feel sorry for that planet who's like, you know what, we lost half our people. Let's reproduce and get our numbers back.
Oh, the war planet.
What, the Sovereign?
Oh my God, yeah, the Sovereign.
Because, you know, they create people with a purpose. So when half of that people went away, they would have been on a rush to create people to replace the purposes that were missing. And then all those people came back.
Yeah, so.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I'm excited to see what else comes next. So, speaking of Eros. The other post-credit scene, Jon Snow, Jon Snow, you know nothing.
He has to be known for nothing more than Jon Snow eventually. Let him be the Black Knight.
The Black Knight is coming. We saw him, like, picking up, like, reaching towards the sword, like,
the Ebony Blade,
ancient relic wrapped up in runes.
And
then you heard a voice saying, are you sure you want to do that? It was Blade.
The Ebony Blade. No.
He was picking up the Ebony Blade.
Ebony Blade.
Just because Blade, who happens to be a black man. Anyway, But yeah. So real quick thing about that. That scene happened in daylight.
Yeah.
Right? Like the sun was shining in this research nook where he, you know, pulled out the ebony blade and was like looking at it. And he heard the voice. Blade can't walk in the sun until he got bit by Morbius. So Morbius is active and out and about already.
In the MCU.
In the MCU, yes. Yeah. So hopefully we get to see some of that.
But wasn't Blade originally a Sony product? What? The Wesley Snipes movies?
Wesley Snipes, Ryan Reynolds, Triple H, Goldberg.
So he might just be culpated in with that Venom and Morbius,
mm-hmm.
that whole
shebang. And yeah. Then Doctor Strange, apparently, because Venom got transported to Tom Holland.
Doctor Strange just brought Sony into Disney. You know what? Bring Sony in.
Bring him in now. I own you now, huh? Oh, man. So, Chris, a quick draw, if you will.
Yay! Oh, very well, man.
If you will. Ka-chow, if you will.
Ka-chow?
Ka-chow. I say ka-chow because who would win in the race?
Oh, Lord.
Between Lightning McQueen and the Mach 5. Mach 5 is being driven by Vin Diesel.
Well, seeing as though Lightning McQueen is Owen Wilson, which works for the Time Variant Authority.
He does work for the TVA, yes, yes.
I think he might have a few tricks up his sleeve.
Are you sure? Vin Diesel went to space. Vin Diesel, Ludacris, Tyrese.
That just sounds ludicrous.
The Rock? Look, Vin Diesel has fought through.
Wait a minute. If The Rock goes to space, does he become a meteor?
Shut up.
Okay. Okay.
This is what you have to make a video of. This right now.
The Rock goes to space to become a meteor.
So you think Lightning McQueen's taking it in that race? It's just a straight drag race. 10 miles, no curves, just straight down. Mach 5, Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, I give it a Lightning McQueen on that one.
I
if they put some curves in it, then I think Vin Diesel has a better chance because he can do his
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, he can do his drift.
All right, cool. All right,
Roscoe. Quick draw.
Pew.
So
yes,
for my quick draw today,
mm-hmm.
we have.
I'm listening.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Go on.
Andrew Garfield.
Uh-huh.
Tobey Maguire.
All right.
Who is the best at saving their girlfriend?
Damn. Okay, well, clearly it comes down to Toby and Tom. that neck snap echoed. Oof. Toby has saved her from a fire, from the Green Goblin. He didn't save Aunt May when Green Goblin showed up at the door and she was praying, "Finish it!" you know. That being said, Tom Holland has saved like his entire study group. His entire debate team in Paris.
Don't forget the footage that Iron Man showed of him catching the car.
Yeah, catching the car, all that jazz, you know. Gotta give it to Tobey Maguire.
Tobey, okay.
Because a train, like a derailed train, like on the verge of like crashing into the bottom of the city. Versus a boat that they can just hopefully swim out of. One of them had a softer landing, and it wasn't the people on the train. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and plus, Tom screwed up an entire sting operation that Iron Man had already set up. You know what I mean? Toby was just there, ready to do what he had to do. So I'm a Toby. Like, as far as better savior, Toby Maguire.
So okay, cool. Toby Maguire. But I just thought about this. So in the trailer for No Way Home, we see Doctor Strange multiply the trains coming at Tom Holland, Spider-Man, it looks like, right?
Mark from Invincible is sweating.
So do you think that Doctor Strange had peered into the other realities and saw what Tobey Maguire went through? It's like, I'm going to prepare you for a train.
Oh, Spider-Man hates the conductor? Oh, no. The conductor. Oh man, but yeah, I mean, Doctor Strange has definitely peered into the other Spider-Man's reality, which makes me scared for Zendaya. She might get that next snap.
I don't think so. I think like Doctor Strange, with him being able to peer through time and possibly other realities, and then him kind of looking like he's taking Spider-Man under his wing. Mm. I think Tom Holland is kind of shaping up to be the best of all Spider-Mans. Like, he's going to get...
Yeah, you got technology and magic now? Damn.
And then he gets their experience without having to necessarily go through their hurt.
That's true.
Like, he gets to see their stories. And he's even apparently going to meet them. And they're at a point where they've been through some things. Both of them.
Honestly, as far as, like, the most hurt, it was Andrew Garfield, the one that went through the most pain.
Yeah, his story, they cover his parents dying, Uncle Ben dying, then Gwen Stacy.
He's the Barry Allen of Spider-Man. CW Barry of Spider-Man. Oh, man. Damn. Who do you with the, like, over, like, as far as, like, Peter Parker, capturing the Peter Parker, capturing the Spider-Man, of the three, who is the best to you?
Like, all around?
All around. Like, the Mario of Spider-Man.
Yeah, personally, to me, I think Tom Holland has it all around.
Alright.
Tobey Maguire has Peter Parker on lock.
Right.
I don't care what you say.
And Andrew.
Nobody. Andrew has
the Spider-Man.
Especially if you look at the Amazing Spider-Man comics, he has that, like, the Spider-Man he represented in his movie, he has that on lock. And then Tom Holland kind of has enough of each of them to win if you count all of it together. Gotcha. So I think that's how he kind of roundabout wins. Right. But
well, pretty soon we'll see Tom Holland exploring dungeons Tomb Raider style, because he's Nathan Drake in Uncharted.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I would be watching that movie with a PlayStation controller in my hand, like, tapping the X button. Come on.
Reload, damn it. Come on. Climb. That's the one thing I hate about Assassin's Creed. You hold X to climb, and then you'll run in some random direction. You're like, please stop. Please. But Uncharted, like, figured that out before Assassin's Creed did.
I think the thing I liked the most about Uncharted was, like, his creativity with his fighting. Like, you could be climbing and jump on somebody's head, or you could throw stuff at people. Like, it's a little bit free.
He was the Splinter Cell of Tomb Raiders. Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's where I shine. If you give me a character that can do, like, just regular stuff, like The Last of Us, I was a monster in that game.
You weren't stealthy? Huge.
I was stealthy.
Oh, 10 people in here? How many bullets I got? 11? I got it.
No. 10 people in here? How many bullets I got? 2? I got it.
Dodging and weaving. Float like a butterfly, sting like a Joel.
Like, and then speaking of Splinter Cell, I have, was it Double Agent or something?
Mm-hmm. One of the earlier ones?
It was one of the ones that had a co-op mode in it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
on the PS3. And I still have that game. I was playing it with my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Needless to say.
Oh, no.
No, needless to say, she was always a decoy. Like, it'd be, like, in that game, like, it might be a room. And it'll be about 5 ways to enter that room.
Right.
And they'll have cameras everywhere, people walking around, guards, dogs, everything. So I'd send her in the most obvious way, and she'd make a noise. And when they go to check out the noises, they walk towards her, I'd come in behind them, snatch them up, throw them out the window. I even sent a drone in to take out a dog one time. I'm like, ridiculous level.
Anytime a dog dies in a movie, I'm like, man, y'all could have went with
I didn't kill
this.
Him. I did a tranquilizer dart.
Oh, tranquilizer? Oh, yeah. Good man.
Tranked him. Yeah.
Man, too bad you didn't trank Harambe. Can you imagine, like, that kid that they saved from Harambe? 2016, the kid was about 6. That kid's about, like, 11 or 12 or 13 right now. Like, going around like, yeah, man, I'm the reason they shot that gorilla. Can you imagine, like, the hate he might be getting? Just something. Yeah,
at least he knows
about.
That his life is more valuable than a zoo animal now.
Man, ape. Anyway, so Chris.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Hold on. Give it a little bit of space. Hold on. For David. So Chris, who you got for your comic relief?
My comic relief for today actually is a little bit late. I apologize. But I still want to shout him out because you'll have a chance next year. Comic-Con just came to Greensboro yesterday.
Yeah, I remember seeing stuff about that.
The
yeah.
Greensboro Comic Cons always highlight local artists, local comics, a lot of things that are going on locally in the area. They're not big like the San Diego Comic Cons are, but they do have a few celebrity show ups. Always do the cosplay contests, which I missed this year. I hate it. The year I did go, the winner was Doctor who had a Dalek with him.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Nice.
And he had the sonic screwdriver.
So. So you got comic book cosplayers and anime cosplayers, or strictly comic books?
Oh, it's fair game. It could be anything from sci-fi, graphic novels, anime, long as it's like a made up fictional character. It's fair game. And then they go for realism, like how real you make the costume look. Then they had an art contest. I was in that one. I think I actually got the consolation prize. I was like maybe 5th place or so. The ironic thing is, so, like, you go to an art contest thinking, okay, I got to be fair for whatever theme they come up. And they threw the ultimate curveball at me. Whatever you want to draw. I was like, shit!
I don't know what to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So that killed off most of my time. Man, but 3rd place actually ended up giving me hers. It was really dope. She did a Lady Loki.
Hey.
Ah. It was real cool, though. Like, all marker drawing. Real cool stuff.
Man, I think when I went to Animazement, before pre-COVID Animazement, there was a costume contest where someone won first prize as legitimate Nintendo 64 Ganondorf.
Man.
Like it spot on the nose, the graphics of the 64 brought the life. Best part about it was a chick.
Ah.
Like, all the makeup, like the nose, the hair, everything. Like, you were like, yeah, man. But no, like, she took off the wig, the nose, the makeup. I was like, oh!
That just gives me an idea for next year's cosplay.
Yeah,
I'm going to go as a low graphics video game character, yeah. Like the way you can see the pixels.
Yeah. Get that PS1 Tomb Raider.
Whoa, no.
Get them triangles in your chest.
Be walking around at awkward angles.
No, I want to go this way. Just like no, walk this way. You walk this way along the wall. Resident Evil though, like the constant camera angles changing on you when you're trying to shoot something. Like, please stop, please.
Oh man. All right, Roscoe, who you got for comic relief today?
So I have another podcast. Great. Based out of London, the podcast most popular for them is known as the Magnus Archives. It is a story of people like fighting their fears, but the fears are brought to life, like fear of spiders, fear of darkness, fear of like too much space, fear of heights, like everything you can think of, like body gore, everything, the dark, yeah. Everything.
Fear of too much space. Fear of not enough space.
Yes. Claustrophobia. Yes. Everything. They come out of a group known as the Rusty Quill, and it is spot on to like every time they like touch a fear, I'm just like, oh no. And the story that goes along with it, like all like the fears are based out of like ancient cults that like brought them into reality type shit. Like it is nuts. Like each episode is like 20, 35 minutes max. Like it's a great cool. listen to, you know, on your way to work, whatever you want to do. Chilling. Like you want to be alone when you're listening to this. Reflect upon yourself. Like,
or
what am I afraid of?
You want to just put it on the speaker while your girlfriend's taking a nap so she can wake up to it.
Whatever you want to do. Rusty Quill Productions, the Magnus Archives, giving you guys a shout out. The Roscoe listens hardcore.
Awesome. Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Because you drink.